The summation of this booklet tells us this is not a critical account. As it says, the story of an Alaskan minister through the eyes of the community that loved him. Memories and photos from 1948 to 1959 contributed by the McPheeters family and residents of Juneau, Alaska. And so it is. There's so much love and caring here, you can almost warm your hands just holding it. For years, local Episcopalians liked to joke that the name of the church should be changed from Holy Trinity to St. McPheeters, as everyone knew McPheeters Hall, but many weren't sure of the location of the church. This tells us why in the words and pictures about Samuel McPheeters, who came as the priest to Juneau in February of 1948, accompanied by his wife and three young sons, Sam, David, and Steve. In August, their daughter Johanna was born. The priest and family found Juneau was the perfect place for them. The parents were quite fond of the outdoors. Saturdays, Sam would lead the young people of the church on hikes of adventure. He also led his happy team of acolytes. Those he trained to not only be perfect acolytes, but able to hold services in the church when he was ministering to the sick and otherwise helping in town, in the tiny towns of southeast Alaska. Some of these boys, along with stories from family and friends, contribute to the nostalgia today of these accounts. The church hall, scene of so many concerts, plays, and general community get-togethers, was named in Sam's honor after his sudden death in 1959 at the age of 54. All proceeds from the book will go to finish the new McPheeters Hall, which all are sure will be another community center just like the original.